In its fifth year, the co-chairs for the Running With Ed event are still Tim and Joanna Chesley.
You know, the race is pretty far out there. You still have time to sign up and train and feel good for the race, but the registration closes on the 11th. We like to close before spring break, and we have to have plenty of time to prepare for the race, order the shirts and the food and everything, and we need a bunch more teams. So, yeah, it's next a week from Friday. That's it. So don't wait till then. You'll forget. Do it today.
Tim said they have 107 teams now and would like to have up to 160 of 10 people each. Chesley said you can customize your teams however you like.
Historically, we've had about 30, 40 teams in the last week, so we need more than that. So if you're thinking about it and you're on the fence, just sign up. I guarantee you'll have a great time.
This year, you have the option to kind of customize your team size. So it's set up for a format of five runners, but if you want to have your family, add on your kids or just a couple extra runners to make the running a little easier, then you can add on additional runners, pay per runner. So if you just want one more, you can just buy one. If you want three more or four more, or up to 10 after that, you just start over and start a new team.
Tim said he's being unique with his own entry.
We have a team of 10, and I'm going to run the whole thing, and somebody different is going to run with me each leg. And then, so you could do it however you want, just split it up one to 10 runners. And, some people are doing it with two runners and kind of hopscotching the whole race. So pretty much anything goes. It's just a great time. And the key is to sign up.
The event will feature the same course of 38 miles.
We adapted it 2 years ago to accommodate some shorter legs, some easier legs, so families could run them, kids could run them. There are four legs that are less than a 5K.
Yes.
And there's two that are less than 2 miles. So it's easy for kids, families. If you're not a runner and you want to walk some of the legs, it's absolutely doable. There's no walkathon this year. So, if you were doing the walkathon last year, you should do the run this year. And if you're not ready for running, walk some of the shorter legs.
Tim said the toughest stretch will be the trail up to the Utah Olympic Park.
From Ecker Hill to UOP, it's not very far, but it's a steady uphill grade. Last year, we made it a little more challenging because it rained the night before, and half of it's on a trail. And it was real muddy, and by the time you got to the UOP road, you had about a pound of mud on your shoes, so it made it that much harder, but I think people actually enjoyed it.
They said the prices will be $50 a person for a student and standard fee $80 a person. They said every penny of the entry fees go to PCEF.
We like everybody to know that that's not only competitive in the race market, but it's the best value out there for what you get. It's a little bit more than a 5K. It's quite a bit less than a marathon. But we have, a great finish party. We have 9 great exchange parties. We have 5 bands at our finish party this year, along with upgraded Jason Miller barbecue. Drinks and everything's included in the price of your race fee.
Tim and Joanna Chesley. Again, to register by the deadline of April 11th, you can go online to runningwithed.com. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.